The lives of these two men illustrate the experience of many in this period. Custer was born on the 5th of December, 1839, in the state of Ohio, east of the Mississippi. Crazy Horse was born somewhere around the year 1841, near Bear Butte, a sacred mountain in the Black Hills of Dakota, out on the Great Plains. Both were destined for a life of war. Custer, because he chose to go to West Point, the military academy of the US Army. Crazy Horse, because warfare was an integral part of Plains Indians' life. But the warfare they would take part in was very different. After West Point, Custer graduated into the American Civil War, a war of set piece battles and sieges involving hundreds of thousands of men and the death of thousands. He rose rapidly to the rank of Brigadier General and fought at Gettysburg. Over 150,000 men fought in that battle, and over 45,000 were killed or wounded, 481 of them from Custer's personal command. War for Crazy Horse, on the other hand, was a matter of small-scale raids for horses and skirmishes with the Sioux enemies, the Crow and the Pawnee. In this type of warfare, he gained a reputation of a brave and skilled warrior and became a shirt wearer, a leader. In this type of warfare, there were casualties, but nothing on the scale of the Civil War. The two were both involved in the warfare that broke out on the plains in the 1860s, as the travellers, ranchers and homesteaders came into conflict with the Plains Indians. Crazy Horse distinguished himself in Red Cloud's War, a conflict that the Sioux actually won. Meanwhile, Custer fought against the Cheyenne, a conflict that the US Army won. The way in which the conflicts are described illustrates the different attitudes of the two sides. In Red Cloud's War, an engagement in which Captain Fetterman's command of 80 soldiers were all killed was known as the Fetterman Massacre, whilst a surprise attack on a sleeping Cheyenne village by Custer, where estimates suggest that along with 20 men, 75 women and children were also killed, was known as the Battle of Washita. The two men may actually have been present in the same skirmishes in 1873 when Custer was part of a military expedition sent to the Yellowstone area to protect Northern Pacific Railroad surveyors, but they definitely met on the battlefield at the Little Bighorn on the 25th of June 1876. This is one of the most iconic battles in US history, although the numbers involved were quite low, nothing like those in the Civil War. The total US cavalry command of 600 men was defeated by a combined force of roughly 2,000 Sioux, Cheyenne and Arapaho warriors. The defeat was due to a number of factors, of which one was Custer's mistakes in splitting his command and underestimating the Indian numbers, and another was Crazy Horse's leadership in bringing his warriors around in a flanking attack that overwhelmed Custer's men. The defeat sent shockwaves through the US, and its immediate effect was that additional troops were sent west so that the eventual defeat of the Indians was only a matter of time. Custer's reputation was vigorously defended by his widow against those who blamed him for the defeat. Meanwhile, Crazy Horse continued to fight the US Army until May 1877, when he and his followers surrendered at Fort Robinson. 4 months later, he too was dead, bayoneted in the back whilst being arrested.